Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. They've been married for over 23 years and have moved 7 times while homeschooling 4 kids for 17 of those years. Though they were active Christians involved in many good things, they found themselves struggling to experience a fulfilled marriage. Well into their long journey, they discovered a breakthrough that allowed them to enjoy the marriage God intended for them all along. Their book, entitled Empty, A Couple's Study of Marriage, is packed with scripture and the accumulation of nearly a quarter of a century seeking to love each other. They're here in studio to share about their book and about their journey and the lessons that the Lord has taught them that will benefit anybody who is married or hoping to be married or in a relationship that could use a few bumps of encouragement along the way. That's why we paused at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Our guests have experienced Christ in the center of their marriage, but through the difficulties, they have seen how God really, really works and moves. There's something quite unique about going from a theoretical understanding or understanding just principles, but how Christ himself works in our lives. Jesus, yeah, who died on the cross for your sins and mine, who shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, my friend, the living Christ calls you to himself. Whatever your relationship is like in marriage, or whatever you're going through at work, or with health, or finances, the Lord Jesus Christ can make all the difference. So we ask you, would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? Would you surrender your life to him? Will you admit that you've done wrong, as we have done wrong, and needed Jesus, and receive him as your Savior and Lord? Turn and follow him. Oh, dear one, you will see amazing things happen in your life. Deep understanding, marvelous, wonderful experiences, even through difficulties. That's the reality of it. Michael and Kim Marquez were both born and raised in Southern California. He was a civil engineer. He was educated at Cal State Northridge, worked for the state of California, and is with a local engineering firm now. Kim Marquez is homeschooling the last of their 4 children. Her major is in child development, also from Cal State Northridge. They are members of Calvary Chapel Central Oahu, and they are with us today to share heart to heart. Michael and Kim, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Michael, where did you grow up? Well, maybe I should say both. I mentioned a little bit of the background of where you grew up, Southern California, but take us further. Where in Southern California, and what was it like?
Well, I grew up right on the edge of East L.A., in a small town called Monterey Park, and that's due east of downtown LA. And so I grew up in a Catholic background, a Mexican culture. We were a close family, but there was a lot of, we're a boisterous. I have 2 other brothers. We would joke, tease each other, we'd wrestle, we would, express everything. Our poor mom was trying desperately making us civilized men, but
it sounds like a vibrant Latino cultural upbringing that you had.
It was, and it had a strength. You know, there was, there's always, we knew that, you know, we were family, but there was also, you know, a lot of cutting words, you know, there was also that, you know, that aspect to it.
And how about you, Kim?
Well, I grew up in, I think it was central LA up until about the fifth grade. Then I moved to the San Fernando Valley with our family. And I guess we were not very much like Michael's family. We were a lot quieter. Mm-hmm. I was one of two. I had a younger brother. I was the oldest. And both my parents worked. I wouldn't say we had any religious background at that time. My mom kind of dabbled into some of the New Age stuff, the Scientology. She did the Buddhist thing for a while. We had the little temple or the little shrine thing with the beads that she would pray. But we were a very quiet family, not very loud, avoided conflict a lot. Yeah, so we didn't have that loud, vocal, kind of in-your-face interactions in our family that Michael experienced.
Who would you say, Kim, influenced you most in your growing up years?
My goodness. I was a very private person growing up. In fact, I was alone quite a bit. As the oldest, a lot of responsibility was placed on me, and a lot of expectations as the oldest daughter. I think I would have to say growing up, probably it was my parents, you know, just being around them and the expectations that they had on me to fulfill as an older daughter, you know, and they valued family, and it was always important to come together as a family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they really instilled that commitment to family in
loyalty
in both my brother and I. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, to this day, we both have that strong desire to put family above others. So,
who influenced you most, Michael?
Well, I'll tell you, I was the youngest of like I said, of three sons. And I'll tell you, my father, you know, was very much to himself. He came, you know, work, and then from work, he would get, you know, work on the cars and whatnot. But my oldest brother is just amazing. He's an amazing person, and I always looked up to him. He really conveyed that he really cared about us. He kind of stepped in and filled in for that father figure for both my brother and I. And my mom relied a lot on him too, because again, you know, there was a lot of conflict between my parents, and they eventually divorced. And so my brother was always there. He was super reliable, and you know, he's you know, when I saw him, he'd always command a presence, and people would be gravitated towards him. And it's although being the youngest, I tell you, there I didn't want the responsibility that he had, but I always admired and trusted in him.
When you have a brother who is reliable, when he has a presence, a sense of who he is and the responsibility that he has, and takes it to heart, and that you've really been given a gift. What's
awesome
his name?
Gift.
Your brother's name?
My brother's name is Joe.
Joe.
It's Joseph, actually, Joseph. And he is such epitomes the actual Joseph in the Bible.
Wow.
I just always remind him how God is just. Gave me such a good name. He's the one that led me to Christ.
Well, that was my next question. How did you become a Christian?
Yes, and it was awesome. I think there was a burden on my heart. I knew I had a problem with anger. I would just burst out in anger. And also I had a lying tongue. I had a lying tongue, and it just really, really felt condemned. And my parents weren't really practicing, but there's this, you know, a Catholic kind of culture around. I think God used that to really convict me. And in fifth grade, I really broke down, and I said, Lord, just make me good. You're just a cry of my heart. My brother graduated from high school, went to a college, and got involved with a Bible study from Calvary Chapel. I think it was Calvary Chapel Pomona was reaching out to this campus. And it was he came to know the Lord. And I remember he was tortured. I know God was convicting him. He needed to share the gospel with me. And it was so funny because I know that he's really scared. You know, there's nothing more fearful than sharing gospel with a family member, the fear of that rejection. And you have to live with them, you know, after. And he came to me and he shared the gospel. He did not know how God was working in my life before. I tell you, it was awesome. And so, you know, as soon as he shared, I knew that God made a way for me. And I am very grateful for my brother. And
how did you feel? How did you feel, Michael?
I feel a tremendous burden was lifted. I feel like, you know, I felt very much alone. My mom at that time was working full time, and I was left alone at home a lot. And my two older brothers, there's a 5-year difference between my middle brother and myself. And so, you know, I felt very much alone. I felt in some ways abandoned. And yet, knowing that, that God answered in a big way.
God answered Michael Marquez, as he said, in a magnanimous way. The cry of his heart, fifth grader, lonely, struggling, wanting to change, wanting to live a different kind of life. And God sends big brother Joseph, from who had just accepted Christ there while he was studying in Pomona. And a moment happens when it's going to actually change his life. It starts as a child. You know, when someone comes to share and your heart is ready, it is a turning point. Life is not the same. And even as he sends the Marquezes, this is very much a turning point for you. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paulimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, like the iconic California roll, a Japanese dish made with a Mexican flair. I got this from Michael Marquez's blog, and this is what he describes. He says, their marriage includes ingredients of Japanese and Mexican cultures. You put these two together, and you get an unconventional and delicious combination. Michael and Kim Marquez, you can find out more at emptythebook.com. They are the authors of the book, Empty, a couple's study of marriage. Before our break, Michael was just sharing a very touching moment as he spoke about how his older brother Joe led him to Christ while he was a fifth grader. And it was a time when there was a great deal of need and sensitivity. And as you can tell, it was a very moving time. You can find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. In fact, if you're tuning in right now, you can get the podcast in its entirety for free. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. To find out more about Michael and Kim, visit emptythebook.com. Kim, how did you become a Christian?
Oh, the Lord was working in my life. I guess I had been going through my junior high and high school years searching for love, really, searching for significance. I had had in junior high a few boyfriends, and then in high school I had a boyfriend that was a gangster. He was actually a Chinese gangster. And it was one of those relationships where I felt like I was getting attention and love, but it was really a very unhealthy relationship. And it became clear to me he was using drugs. And interesting thing, though, the Lord really protected me because I had asked him once to try some marijuana, and he told me no. He says, I don't want you.
Your boyfriend.
My boyfriend told me no. And I think that was part of God's protection on me at that time. But anyway, our relationship ended up becoming where he was getting deeper into drugs. He started using Quaaludes and a lot of other drugs. And it became obvious to me that it was not a healthy relationship. And I knew I needed to break it off. And I did. But it was really, it was really very painful for me. I ended up losing my virginity with this man, and this young boy, actually. He was 17 or 18, and I was 15. But anyway, there was a lot of emotional bonds still with, mm-hmm. with this boy. And so it was really, really difficult to break up with him. And so meanwhile, I was in high school at this time. I think I was 10th or 11th grade. I was trying to search for love and significance in the things I did. So I immersed myself in my school, my friends, thinking that, you know, if I do well in school, you know, my parents always told me, get good grades, go to college, get a good degree, you know, and get your life stable. That was a big goal. And So I immersed myself in my high school years trying to be a good student. And lo and behold, you know, my babysitter at the time had invited me to attend a church service. At that time, it was Grace Community Church she was going to. And I decided to go. And it was a long service. John MacArthur is a very strong teacher of the Word, and he spends a long time digging into the Word. And at that time, I don't think I even remember anything he said at the service. But I do remember we had these little cards we filled out that we're a first-time visitor. And then like a week later, I had a visitor at our door, knocking at our door. And they had said that we wanted to visit, return your visit, and we'd like to share some things with you. And at that time, I remember I had my hair in rollers, and I was so embarrassed. And so I told them, I really don't want to talk with this looking like this. So they agreed to come back, and they ended up coming back. At that time, my parents were separated, and my dad, I was living with my dad in the house. And so they came back, and I remember my dad was in the living room, and they came in to speak, and they wanted to share with both of us, but my dad excused himself. He says, no, I don't know. But I sat, and I heard them share about God who loved me, and that he wanted a relationship with me, and that there was something that was keeping me from this relationship with the Lord. And in my heart, I knew this is what I was meant for. And I don't think I understood all the ramifications of how deep my sin was, and how needy I was for a Savior. It was just, I knew I needed God. I needed his love. And so I remember praying to receive the Lord that night. And it was truly, it was an amazing moment, because I felt like this huge weight taken away. And it was as if the Lord had given me new eyes. I remember the day after just looking at life differently and just smiling at things, and for no reason. I didn't know why. So that began my journey of coming to know the Lord. And I remember sharing with my dad a lot after that, and being sad that he didn't agree and mm-hmm. want to come up and enter into a relationship with the Lord. But I know that God just had begun something at that time. I think I had in my heart this idea of fixing myself, idea that I could do it on my own. I'm an older daughter. I'm an oldest child. I had always been raised to be independent and to make things work. And I think I had this still in me. I had this perfectionism, this idea that I could make myself better. And I brought that into our marriage even. And so I think it put a lot of walls between Michael and I as I strove for this perfectionism, and this pride would set in, and I couldn't admit when I wasn't loving, and when I was failing just miserably in our relationship. And God had to break me. He had to break me. It took 20 years of our marriage and suffering and struggling for the Lord to show me that I was spending all my time striving. And yes, I received that, Lord, that day in that living room when those people from that church came and shared with me. But I think the actual total release and surrender came, God using our marriage and our struggle to break me and cause me to realize my striving was for naught. You know, I needed to rest in his grace. He is sufficient. I cannot make myself able to be the wife I need to be, to love. I didn't have the ability to love. I was just so caught up in my own strivings. I was very much a Pharisee for many of my Christian years.
You co-authored the book entitled Empty. You led into it just now. Take us further. How did the Lord speak to you about writing this book?
Well, it's, you know, Kim shared her struggle in our marriage. My struggle, it's so funny. We both needed assurance that we were loved. And it came out of two different ways. For her, it was trying to strive on her own. For me, it was demanding love. And it was subtle. You know, I think for me, it was what I brought into the marriage, my insecurity that pushed Kim away, was that I wanted this marriage to validate me. I wanted this marriage. I wanted to say, I am loved because Kim loves me. And all I did, it was a selfish way to manipulate and try to bring out every little hurtful thing or feeling ignored, and you can see that because of her background and temperament, it's just going to drive her further away. And we were caught up in this death spiral. The more I pushed, the more she ran, and that was a place. And says, Lord, I'm losing my wife, emotionally. Mm. I have no idea. I see that, I can't see things changing.
Why did you choose the title empty?
The empty is what happens when we try to receive love our way. When we think, I will be happy, or I will feel loved, I will be satisfied if only if this person did this, or if I did this, or I get recognition from this person. Anything but the Lord. The fact is, the Lord declares he loves me. He already did it. He already said it. It's up to me to choose to believe it. And if I do not choose to believe it, I'm going to try to substitute it with everything else, and it's going to leave me empty.
And there you... As you said, it'll leave you empty. Would you say that in the 20 years, you've tried to get it in other ways from one another, and from other endeavors and other other points of focus that have left you feeling disappointed?
For me, it was 12 years. For me, it was 12 years seeing Kim. What looked on the outside, and I tell you, this is very deceiving. What looked on the outside is Kim was confident, happy. She's happy with our kids, happy with the homeschooling. She didn't need me. That's, in my selfish world, that's what I felt. What broke me is the Lord, when I felt that there was nothing I can offer, emotionally, and trying to strive on my own to make a connection, just pushed her away. The Lord convicted me in saying, I am enough. Am I enough? At that 12 years, what happened is, and Lord, if he spoke to me saying, I have called you to be her husband. It doesn't matter what you feel you get out from her. I will satisfy your need, and I have called you to be her husband. That was incredible. And, just like Kim said, new eyes. I had new eyes in this whole relationship. And saying, Lord, I need to love her the way you love me. I let the pressure to get her to do what I want, to feel that love, was gone. My attitude shift and saying, Lord, when I started to say that, Lord, your love is sufficient. Why am I striving so hard to push to get love in this marriage when, Lord, I should be thankful that you put someone in my life that I can love. If I was alone, it would be miserable. I have an opportunity. God has given me a person to love. That attitude, now all this time, I wish I knew that early on, because then I would understand the needs that she has. And I say, oh my gosh, Lord, I see her calling. Now, instead of me needing love from her, I see where I can bless her, where I can build her up.
Thank God. Thank God for years, even years, periods of emptiness.
Yeah.
Because in those moments of emptiness, and someone listening might be feeling empty right now, as they might be saying, that's the perfect title for the book, because that describes exactly how I'm feeling. But if Michael and Kim are fulfilled today, that gives me hope, knowing that there is some rhyme or reason of what God is doing or allowing or taking me through my emptiness. Michael and Kim Marquez are the authors of the book Empty, A Couple's Study of Marriage, a book that you can read as it's filled with scripture, but also the transparency of their lives and the way that they have broken it down. In fact, when we come back, we'll talk about insights for husbands, insights for wives, and much more. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Carrie Ichihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ichihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Carrie Ichihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
All right, you go to church and you fill out, you know, I'm a visitor. I want you to come and follow up. The church follows up and they knock on your door. And when they knock on your door, you've got rollers in your hair. Of course, I'm not talking, guys, you're thinking, Danny, I don't have rollers in my hair. I might have wet hair, but I don't have rollers in my hair. Okay, but as a woman, they come in and you're not ready for that. You don't want to meet with them. You don't want to talk to them in that way. You want to have your life together, right? Wasn't it amazing how God meets us even when we have the symbolic rollers in our hair. Our lives are not just the way we want it, but he comes. Maybe right today. You're not ready, but you actually are ready. And he comes in the middle of your discombobulation. When life is out of order, when you just made a bad mistake, you're regretting something right now, and you feel really bad about the way things are. And Jesus comes when there's rollers in your hair, as it were. That's how much he loves you. That's how much he loves us. Dear friend, these are the moments, like right now, when your heart can be touched. It's so supple. And these are the moments to open your heart to Jesus Christ. And I say, would you do it? Would you do it, my friend? I hope so. We hope so. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Michael and Kim Marquez, they're the authors of the book Empty, A Couple's Study of Marriage. The more I read the book and I read the title and I look at the beautiful cover, this couple, they've titled the book Empty, but they are fulfilled in their marriage today. Mm-hmm. And they're here to share, to find out more about their book and their ministry. Go to emptythebook.com. That's emptythebook.com. To find out more about our radio program, other resources that we have available for you, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Now, Michael, you mentioned it took you 12 years and there was an illumination, as it were. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, gave you an understanding of, hey, it's not only what you can receive, but here's a precious woman that I've given to you, that she needs your love. Kim, you've mentioned that 20 years was, yes, a marker for you. So I'm thinking there's an 8-year gap, mm-hmm, and it brings to bear the question, what went on in that 8-year interim period?
The Lord was at work. The Lord was at work in Michael. And he was doing an amazing thing as he was calling Michael to be my husband, to love me, to wash me with the word, to remind me of who God has called me to be. I was striving. I was in my strivings. I was in my season of thinking that I could fix myself, and that somehow I can make myself lovely, loving. I can make myself be the loving wife and the loving mother that I needed to be.
And all
our
this
four
time
children.
You're homeschooling four children.
I'm homeschooling the four children. We're deeply embedded in co-ops, karate classes, gymnastics, Awana's program for our kids, library days, field trips. I mean, you name it. I mean, we filled our days with good activities, good things. But the relationship between my husband and I was always on the back burner. And really what began happening in Michael's life Michael began to see that it was a reflection. Our relationship with one another was a reflection of our relationship with the Lord. And if I wasn't experiencing a connection and a love for my husband, it was a reflection that I was far from the Lord. And he began pouring into my life and just bringing scriptures and reminding me of God's love and who I'm called to be. And God began a work. It took 8 years, 8 long years. I was very stubborn. I think there was a deep seed of pride in my heart, thinking that somehow I can fix myself and I don't have to face up to the fact that I'm failing. You know, I can be good, and we're homeschooling, we're doing all these good things, we're supposed to look good. So it was very difficult for me to come to that place of confession and admitting that I was falling short. I was falling really short of God's calling to love. I wasn't loving. I wasn't seeking out a connection with my husband. In fact, I was running in the other direction. I was seeking significance and pouring into my kids and our homeschooling. He wasn't even a part of my thoughts. For the most part, he went away in the beginning of the day. I didn't see him all day long. Saw him at the end of the day. And I still was consumed with the kids and getting ready for the next day's lessons. So there was very, very little emotional connection between us for those 8 years before God began to just convict my heart that there was something wrong. There was something wrong with me and the Lord. And there was a moment, I remember, where Michael confronted me. It's like we're divorced. We're on the verge of divorce. And I had to face the fact that I can lose our marriage. And our marriage was, it could be the end of our marriage if I did not turn back to the Lord. And I just fell to my knees and I cried. And I remember I was just so broken. And I realized that all my strivings, all my trying to fix myself was bringing me to ruin. It was making me empty. I was busy. I was stressed out. I was constantly not at peace, always feeling like I haven't done enough. And Michael actually stepped in and he started telling me things like, we don't need to be doing all these activities. Maybe we can cut out some of these classes. Maybe co-op isn't the thing for us this season. We need to focus on our marriage. And part of the journey was he moved us here to Hawaii almost 8 years ago. And his reason was we needed to refocus on our marriage. And it was 8 years of really struggling through my confessing and just coming to terms with the ugliness of my selfishness.
In the midst of what you just described, the man of God, the man of the family, makes a bold step and moves the family. And I'm looking at a couple, as you look at one another, as there is a tenderness that exists and exudes from you for each other. It brings obvious hope to someone who may be feeling just like you, Kim, who's striving, who's trying to do it all, who's trying to make sure that it all fits and everything's organized and together. And yet deep down inside, a dear lady right now is just feeling a detachment herself. And Michael, Kim, someone's marriage today, they may be homeschooling, they may be just detached, and they're listening. And you'll hear more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
We have guests that are coming in, and they're so generous and just sharing openly. There's a transparency that's there, and there with transparency, there's an element of vulnerability. That's why I think it's so courageous. But hopefully, as you're listening to Michael and Kim Marquez, the Lord is filling your heart with hope that can be found in Jesus, because they found that hope. Find out more about them at emptythebook.com. They're the authors of the book Empty. That's Mike and Kim Marquez. To find out more about this show, The Good Life Hawaii. com. Hey, transparency, you've been gracious. Mike, talk to us about some of the connecting points in your life as you've worked through coming back from deep despair.
Well, one of the things that I asked her on the table, I said, are we husband and wife, or are we brother and sister? Mm-hmm. And I think that was a you know, it was hard. It was hard to admit, and it was hard to just lay on the table and just saying, look, something's broken. You know, we're very broken.
So when you mention that, Mike, you're also there's an element of intimacy that would come up when the question of, okay, brother and sister, that's kind of how you live together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So how was that affected, and how was that deepened through the process?
Well, you know, God convicted me as saying, you know what? I needed to draw her back to me. I did emotional damage, you know, in my selfish attempt. I had to take responsibility for the separation. And, you know, it says, well, how am I going to draw her back? Well, how did Christ draw me? And it said, he damaged while I was separated from him. He demonstrated his love to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't receive Christ because that was the right thing to do. I received Christ because I understood that he loved me. So I needed to find a way to speak to her heart and understand her and her deep hurts. And not add to them, but how can I demonstrate to her that I am not her enemy? And to draw her by understanding Christ's love for me.
How did you do it? What did you do?
Ephesians 5 gave me the confidence. I had a lot of confidence being a father. I understood what that was, but I had no confidence of being a husband. I had no understanding how to love Kim. Ephesians 5, it says that I'm to love as Christ loved me. So I have to go back and figure out, Lord, who are you? What did you do for me? I read the Gospels, and it showed clearly Christ did everything that I needed, and I needed to know Kim. I needed to pursue her in a deep way and not take personally any rejection. That's what I was doing. I was internalizing all this rejection, and then again, it's just my selfish desire to get love from her. But I really had to understand and said, Lord, and as you understand and try to understand their hurts deeply, you understand yourself. You start understanding your insecurities. And I wanted Kim to accept my love and believe that I loved her and that I'm not there to hurt her. And I don't want to hurt her anymore. I want to come in and offer healing. And it's like, wow, Lord, you did the same thing for me. And I've done the same thing. I can't hold anything against Kim because I've done the exact same thing in my relationship with Christ. I've gone through other activities and putting time into that, thinking that's going to make me happy, and ignoring his love for me, ignoring this relationship that his calling that and how he wants to heal my heart, but I'm too busy doing other things that I think is going to be satisfying. As I learn, so I needed in a strong way to demonstrate that I love her, that I'm not going to hurt her. And I had to reverse the pain that I caused. I had to reverse and show her and convince her that God wants to bless her. And God wants to use marriage to bring that healing in her life. And not to take personally some of the pain that she brought into marriage, and as well as I. We have to admit, we both brought something in this marriage that was already hurtful. You know, I couldn't blame everything on Kim and saying, oh, well, the way you treat me, that's why I am embittered and angry. It's not true. I had to confess. I was broken. I brought hurt and pain in this marriage. And just like the Lord forgives me and has not rejected me and wants to bless me and wants me to be all that and I can be, I want to do that for Kim. I want her to be all that God wants her to be in, and stop hurting her.
Kim, what insights, as Mike is sharing, what lessons that the Lord has taught him, some insights the Lord has taught him, what insights would you give to a woman who is feeling what you have felt, who is going through what you have described? What would you say?
I would say that all the striving, all the trying to fix things, all the trying to put up a good face is really emptiness. It really is. And that I could not experience peace until I received God's love. And when I just said in my heart, you know, Lord, I can't do this. I have to admit, I can't do this. I can't love. I can't give my husband. I can't even be a homeschool mom to the perfection that would be satisfying for myself. I would always be wondering if it was enough. I just needed to just rest in God's love, His grace, His mercy, and His loving kindness. And that relationship with the Lord is what enables me to love my husband. It's what enables me to experience connection. When I was doing my own strivings, it was just striving after thin air. You know, it would just vaporize the minute I tried to grasp it. The Lord was the only thing I could have a hold of that was a foundation.
Someone might be listening right now, and as they're listening, they're saying, well, what do I do? I want what you experienced. I feel like what you've described. Could you lead in a prayer for someone today?
Oh, Kim, definitely.
That could really use some guidance before the Lord, please.
Yes. Father God, Lord, I would pray for that person out there that's struggling, striving in their own heart, Lord, for significance, for love. And Lord, I pray that you would just help them to release that, Lord, to receive your love, Lord, to admit to pride, to selfishness, to just striving on their own, Lord, to give that up and to trust, Lord, that you are enough. Lord Jesus, you are enough. Your love is enough to fill us. Your love is enough to enable us to meet all that you call us to love our husbands, to love our wives, to love our children, to love those you've brought into our life. Lord, we cannot muster it up on our own. We need you. We need to be filled with your love and to receive it. And Lord, to confess that we cannot do this on our own. Lord, thank you that you are the God who transforms hearts. Lord, you heal these pains. We ask for healing of the hurts. We ask that you give forgiveness where forgiveness is needed. And Lord, for grace. Lord, I thank you for your goodness to us. Lord, I pray that you would just open eyes to see that you can fill all.
Mm-hmm. Michael, please lead in prayer. Pray for someone who, we've got a couple minutes left. Pray for a dear brother who, you know, could really use some guidance.
Dear Lord, we just thank you so much, the Lord, that no matter how much we think we've failed, Lord, that you continue to pursue us. That, Lord, that you desire to know how much we're loved. And, Father, that sometimes our own striving makes us feel bitter, feel alone, feel worthless. And, Lord, you you desire that to surround us with your love, to be confident, Lord, that you have never, never want us to be alone and suffer alone. That, Lord, you've taken us, Father. You've called us your child. You've desire, Lord, to create in us the person that you want. That, Lord, that you are our rescuer. You are the one who sustains us. And because of that, Father, that we can turn and we can love someone else, being confident that we're loved. And just thank you, Father, for your that you've created us to be a blessing, and not to and to experience victory and not just struggle, Lord, but to know your strength and to know your love. And for those, Lord, that are hurting, Father, that they know that Father, you are near and we can cling to you. You are our strength. You are our rock.
Mm-hmm.
We ask this, that you just touch those lives, Father, just to feel your presence, Lord, as they cry out to you. You are the lover of our souls. Amen.
Mike and Kim Marquez, authors of the book Empty, A Couple's Study of Marriage. You can get the book and find out more about their ministry at emptythebook.com. EmptyTheBook.com. And dear friend, I hope you've been encouraged by these courageous and practical insights from our guests, Mike and Kim Marquez. Again, EmptyTheBook.com. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, even as we've done with you today. And hey, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ if you haven't done so yourself. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Song of Solomon 6:3 says, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests, Mike and Kim Marquez. Again, find out more at emptythebook.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.